To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long, and we're joined by our Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereff, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. You can listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast now on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Mark, I got to ask you, how's things going with the podcast so far?
Things are good, man. I appreciate that. We're rolling along. You can find us on YouTube or anywhere else you get your Stink of Truth podcast fix. So things are good, man. And of course, me, I'm killing Kansas City. From where we sit here in Denver, we can't even see Kansas City. They're so far behind us. So that makes me feel really, really good.
It took you a few years to finally say it, but you finally are able to get a little bit of spread there. But
My gosh. I'm telling you what, it's been miserable following that team. You know, the earliest they've exited in the last 7 years is overtime of the AFC Championship game. Twice. In the last 7 years, they've been to every AFC Championship game, and their earliest exit over the last 7 years is overtime in the AFC Championship game. Do you understand how ridiculous that is? And we've been having to sit here in Denver and just take it. Oh, gosh, it feels good to be ahead.
You were able to do the Saints-Dolphins game. And, the thing I take away from that, in the first half of that game, game plan or whatever. And, listen, it's great to get the quarterback into the groove and that little 2-yard completion or 3-yard completion downfield. But my thing is they finally took kind of the chains off of Tyler Shuck a little bit in the second half. And, man, he really was impressive to me. Some of those throws were really good. He can shoot that ball in between arms and hands. And I come away from that game really impressed with Tyler Shuck and what he was able to do in the second half. Now, the Dolphins, the Saints are not a good football team, but the Dolphins ain't good either. I would love to have the A-chan. I would love to have that cat on my team. But, man, they better than the Saints. But to say they considerably better, man, I don't know about that.
Yeah, listen, man, I'm really impressed with Shuck. From meeting with him, talking to him, and I said on the broadcast, man, that dude loves the grind. He loves the prep. And I get it all the time, man. When I hear people talk about our players, go, man, I just go out and ball. I'm like, okay, check that guy off. He'll have a short career. When I have a guy that talks about the preparation and the fall in love with the film study and trying to decipher like who you can attack, who you should stay away from, what guys are good at, what they're not good at, like that to me is an indicator that a dude really understands, the professionalism of playing this sport. And I said it all the time. I used to say it to my son all the time. I'm like, just because you play a pro sport doesn't make you professional. I was a professional football player. It's what I did. I prepped, I studied. I mean, I was prepared at all times for everything. And that's what I came away with. Now, a couple of things, man. Change your protections on the line of scrimmage. finding the open guy, having the poise in the pocket, being convicted when you throw the football. He has all of those things. I mean, every one of those things. He's got movement skills. He's got a big-time arm talent. And, hey, listen, man, two things. The very final drive, second down and one, he puts it between two defenders on the hands of Chris Olave, who's your best wide receiver. Dude, catch the ball for a touchdown and win the game. Let's go home. And I understand it's a tough catch. I don't care. I don't. Yeah, I don't care that it's a tough catch. Make the play. That quarterback put it on the numbers. And then on the third down and one where they threw the ball, third down and one, they ran a defense that they ran earlier in the game that Rasul Douglas got an interception on. And that looked like they were in like a form of man-to-man. And all of a sudden, safety goes over the top. Rasul Douglas squats and takes away the stick route, the inside out breaking route. He squats, lets the wide receiver go deep on him because the safety is going over the top. And they basically like a trap cover two. And he reads it and intercepts the ball in the stick route. They ran that exact same defense on third down and one against the exact same route combination. And Chuck looked at that stick route and said, nope, I ain't going to throw it because I'm not getting it picked off here in this critical moment. That to me was like, you know, a guy that's not going to repeat the same mistake he made earlier in the game, to learn from that. So I walk away from that game, guys, being completely convinced that that guy's got a chance to be really good. And so for you guys in New Orleans, I would say this. Your team's not very good. Your team's got a lot of work, right? Like a lot of personnel work that they've got to work on right now. But, man, if there's not a quarterback that just you cannot live without in the draft, there's going to be somebody that wants to trade up and go get a guy, and you're going to pick up, you know, two first-rounders and maybe something else. Like, you're sitting in a pretty good position right now if Chuck can continue to do the things he's done early with his first four starts.
Mark, one of the things, this was Saturday before I had to do LSU pregame, and I had a conversation with Coach Ed Ogeron, and I asked him, what was the big thing when you get to these conference championship games, and then when you get into the playoff outlets and everything, what's the big difference? And he brought up to me physicality. Okay, winning up front, everybody's got a quarterback that's pretty good or you wouldn't be that far down the road. Everybody's got a running back and a receiver that can play. But he said, would you see the big difference when you get into the playoffs or you get into these, you know, conference championship games is which team is the more physical team? And I think about that also applies to the NFL down the stretch. Which teams can be the more physical team and be able to run the football and stop the run? I think that's so critical because that is the one thing with college and pro football that meshes together. They're the same way. The more physical team is going to win. Your thoughts on, as we head into the back stretch of the 2025 season, that physicality and winning up front, yeah, it's always important, but it's really important when you're going to catch some inclement weather, which if in some cities you're going to catch in December and into January. And I think what Ed said is absolutely correct, and it also applies to the NFL game.
There's no question. Toughest team's going to win. You look at New England, all the championships they won over the years meant disciplined, smart, and tough. That's the formula. And, you know, and right now you look at what Vrabel's got going on, man. They're going to be physical and nasty up front. And, you know, and defensively they're going to stop the run. That's what they do. And, like, that, there is no substitute for that. And, like, to me, 100% of the time, the more physical team, you know, if you put me a physical versus finesse, the physical team's going to win out. It's just the way it works. You know, it's funny about that. Back in the day, back in, you know, my time being with the Redskins back in the day, you know, we pride ourselves, NFC East football, we pride ourselves in being, just bludgeoning people, just beating people up. And we did. Now, we did, and I'll never forget, we used to go to San Francisco or San Francisco come to us, and it was that Bill Walsh, you know, Seifert, hey, they don't practice in pads, and our coaches would preach about how much more calloused we are and how they're soft and they're a finesse team and they don't practice in pads. And then you go play them, and they would whip your ass. And you'd get back on the bus, and you'd be like, how do we lose 24-13, you know? And you'd look at the stat line, and Joe Montana would be 22 of 26, you know, and Roger Craig would have 102 yards rushing. And you look at it, and you're on the bus going, hey, man, we just got sold the bill of goods. Our coaches lied to us. Ain't nothing soft about that team. I don't care if they don't practice in pads. That team is physical. That team is tough. And – like, that's what wins. And then when you couple that toughness, that physicality, that nastiness with intelligence, and you couple it with, you know, guys that can play and guys that are, you know, are effective and guys that are explosive, well, then you got a formula for, you know, for being dominant. And I'm 100% with you. You win the trench, the battle of the trenches, you win the trench warfare, you're going to win a lot of football games. And I look at, like, Alabama all those years under Saban, man, they had a bunch of full-grown men playing offensive and defensive lines. They would just lean on you. They had men, you had boys, and eventually they just beat you down.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Insider Calls with Mark Slareff are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Charlie?
So, Mark, you're looking ahead. The Saints have a divisional matchup against the Buccaneers on the road in Tampa Bay, where they have played well in the past. But just kind of looking back at the first time these two teams met up, Mark, it felt like the moment that the Saints had that goal line stand, they get four straight stops basically at the one-yard line, they hold Tampa Bay out, and then Spencer Rattler throws the pick six in the second quarter right after that. It just felt like the end of Rattler's time as the starter in New Orleans. And to your point about Tyler Shuck really making the most of his opportunity, he's really flashed it in his first four starts. He was thrown into that situation against the Buccaneers in the second half. And, I mean, it's kind of tough to just throw a player in the middle of the game. I know that Tyler has talked about he stays prepared for any kind of situation throughout the time when he was the QB2. But now as QB1, in the week of preparation leading up to this matchup, what are you kind of expecting from Shuck against the Buccaneers and Todd Bowles' defense? I know that they've fallen off in recent weeks. They've been injured all season long from the point where they beat the Saints and were 6-2. Now they're only 7-5. But they're still controlling the division. They've won it four straight years at this point. Your thoughts on Tyler Shuck and the Saints' offense against Todd Bowles' defense?
Yeah, well, one thing. I mean, Todd is always going to try to pressure you early, you know, pressure on first and second down. And a lot of run pressures. Wants to get you behind the chains, wants to get in second down in long situations. And then, you know, then get you in a third down and six, third down and six plus, third down and seven plus. And then, you know, show you pressure, but fall off play zone, make you throw it underneath, make you get rid of the ball and rally up and tackle. And so he's been kind of his, he's one of the most blitzing kind of play callers on the defensive side of the ball. But it's surprising when you really look at it, a lot of it's on first down. A lot of it's about getting you behind the chains. A lot of it's against the run. And so, got to be efficient on first down, and you've got to expect pressures on first down. If you're Shuck, if you're, you know, if you're Kellen Moore and Nussmeier, the you know, the offensive coaches. So that's something you got to look at. That's something you got to prepare for. But listen, man, like I said, I watched that guy on Sunday, and you know, I was great in the booth because I could hear them. I could hear the calls. I could hear the line calls. Changing, I re-ID in the mic, changing the line protection, changing where the slide is going to, being in complete control of the offense at the line of scrimmage. It was impressive for me. And so I think he'll be up to the task. I mean, obviously, you know, you talk about dominating the line of scrimmage. I think both tackles are really good for New Orleans. I think the inside three guys are replaceable. You know, I think they're just guys, and you need to be better across the line of scrimmage. You know, and I like Devin Neal. I don't know that he's necessarily a full-time starter in this league, but I like him. I like how hard he runs and everything, but there's, you know, I still am waiting for him to break his first tackle outside the numbers, you know, whether you're throwing the ball to him or you rather run it wide. He does a good job inside running, but like I just don't feel like he threatens a defense to break a tackle outside and take 160. You know, he's like, if he does break a tackle, take another five. And so there's a lack of dynamic nature there. Like I said, I like him. He's a bruiser between the tackles, but I just think there's an overall lack of talent. And, you know, Olave's a guy to me that I look at him and I think he's a really good player. I think you'd rather him just be a slot player and move the chains and do that stuff. I don't think he's like a legit X number one, you know, matchup dude out there. So there's a lot of work to be done. And, you know, and for Shuck to be completing almost 70%, 68% of his passes, with the lack of weapons and the lack of just talent. Again, I think it's a really impressive start. I talked about this on I have a podcast out today on the String of Truth, but it's the String of Truth Leftovers, where I just talk exclusively about the Saints Miami game I just did. And I came away with that feeling really good about him as a second round quarterback. I really do. I think he's right now as a young quarterback in his, you know, in his first season rookie, he's the best rookie of all the guys I've watched that are rookies right now playing. And, you know, that's two Cleveland quarterbacks and some of the others. And better, he's playing better right now than a lot of the second year quarterbacks out of that draft class last year with Penix and with, you know, with Caleb Williams and obviously the kid in Minnesota. He's playing better than any of those guys.
Mark, last question for you. Everybody's got an opinion on this, and I know you keep up with college football too. Your thoughts, Lane Kiffin to LSU.
Well, Lane Kiffin's a damn good coach. I think the college football system is broken. You know, the fact that he has to leave his team to go coach LSU or to go start to recruit for LSU, I think that part is broken. I think the players that can just, you know, anytime adversity hits, they can just pack up and go to someone else's team, or, you know, that they can just go leave and get more NIL money. I just think the system is broken. And so I'm not going to blame Lane Kiffin for taking advantage of it. He's a damn good coach, and his teams play exceptional football. Again, I don't like the way the system is. I don't feel sorry for the kids. I don't feel sorry for, like, this is the system that you play in. I just think the NCAA is a mess, and they need to have some institutional control and figure out a way to kind of rectify what's going on with the wild, wild west that is college football.
You get an amen from me on that, I guarantee.
Agreed.
You. Mark, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always love to have you on, and, man, enjoy your insights. Who you got this week?
I am in Cleveland. Looking forward to seeing Shador play Cleveland and Tennessee. So, Tennessee is like a swift kick to the nether regions, but I'm looking forward to watching Cleveland. And Myles Garrett, man. You can't go wrong there.
No, indeed. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it, bud.
All right.
That was our Odyssey NFL Insider, Mark Schlereff, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Mark is the host of the Odyssey original, the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Remember to listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.